Good morning, everyone.
Labrīt visi.
It's nice to be here again.
Jauk šeit atkal būt.
We always like to come here as a family.
Mums patīk šeit braukt ģimenei.
To meet with our good friends.
Satikties ar labiem draugiem.
And we have a special relationship with this church, I think I can say safely.
Un mums ir īpašas attiecības ar šo draudzi.
So it's very nice to be back every time.
Un jauk šeit katru reizi viesoties.
And I'm looking very much forward to the day when I can preach in Latvian.
Un es gaidu arī dienu, kad varēšu latviski runāt.
But I'm afraid it'll take a little longer.
Bet laikam vēl ir vajadzīgs kāds laiks līdz tam.
So I'm very thankful for my brother here who can help me out a little bit today.
Tāpēc nāksies tulkot tomēr.
I can imagine he said something else, but it's fine.
Ļoti jauki, jā.
So let's before we open the Bible, let's have a quick word of prayer.
Lūksim Dievu pirms atveram Bībeli.
Dear Father in heaven,
Dārgais debes Tēvs,
we thank you so much that we can now look into your word.
Pateicamies, ka varam ieskatīties tavā vārdā.
And we pray that you will bless it for us.
Un svētī šo laiku.
In Jesus name, amen.
Jēzus vārdā, amen.
So I hope you brought your Bibles.
Es ceru, ka paņēmat savas Bībeles.
Because we're going to look at a passage from the Old Testament.
Jo atvērsim kādu rakstu vietu vecajā darībā.
And I will have it on the screen hopefully in a second. Maybe I have to.
Un viņiem bija jāparādās arī uz ekrāna. Bet laikam pults nestrādāja.
Yeah, let's go to 2 Kings chapter 5.
Otrā ķēniņa, 5. Nodaļa.
And we will start with the first verse.
Sāksim ar pirmo pantu tur.
And I'll read it in English and you can just follow along in your local language.
Un viņš lasīs angliski, un es nelasīšu latviski, jūs paši latviski savās Bībeles izlasīsiet.
And it says, now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He also was a mighty man of valor. And then I stop before the last words. So you can see in this story we have Naaman introduced. And Naaman, he was a very special man. He was a captain, he was a general, so he had a high position at that time, just like today. You have a very high position when you're general.
Un šajā stāstā mēs redzam Naamans, kāds vīrs, kurš nebija parasts cilvēks. Mēs redzam, ka viņš bija virspavēlnieks, kapteins, vadons, ģenerāls.
So and it also says that he was a great man with his master, so he had a big influence in the court of Syria, apparently.
Un tur arī teikts, ka viņš sava kunga priekšā bija godājams vīrs, un viņam noteikti bija ietekme šajā Sīrijas valstī.
And you know, sometimes these powerful people, they are a little bit cruel and a little bit tyrannical.
Dažreiz šie cilvēki, kuriem ir vara, viņi ir tādi nežēlīgi vai tirāniski izturās.
But it says that Naaman was different, he was honorable.
Bet šeit teikts, ka Naamans bija citādāks, viņš bija godājams.
And in other translation it says popular.
Citos tulkojumos teikts tāds populārs.
So he was a rock star in Syria.
Viņš bija kā tāds zvaigzne šajā Sīrijas valstī.
And it says that he also had given deliverance to Syria because Syria was in the war at war with a neighboring country and he had helped to secure the independence of Syria. So he was a national hero in addition to all the other things.
Un tur ir teiks, ka viņš bija kā tāds nacionālais varonis, jo caur viņu, kā karavīru, kā vadoni, Sīrija bija ieguvusi brīvību no ienaidniekiem saviem.
So at first glance it looks like Naaman had everything it takes for a man to be happy, isn't that true?
Un šeit sākumā lasot, izstās, ka Naamans ir laimīgs cilvēks. Viņam bija viss, kas tam vajadzīgs.
He had high rank.
Viņam bija augsts stāvoklis.
He had great influence.
Viņam bija ietekme.
He was popular.
Viņš bija populārs.
He was rich. We know that from later in the story.
Un arī tālāk lasot, mēs uznam, ka viņš bija turīgs.
And so what more can a man want?
Ko vēl cilvēks varētu vēlēties?
And my question to you is, Do you think he was happy?
Kā jums šķiet, vai viņš bija laimīgs?
Do you think so? No. So, it's interesting, but the last five words in this verse, they change everything, isn't that true? They change everything.
Jā, viņš nebija laimīgs, un pēdējie daži vārdi šajā pantā, pirmajā pantā, izmaina visu.
It says, but he was a leper.
Un tur teikts, ka viņš sirga ar spitālību.
Now, leprosy was a very feared disease back then, as it is today.
Un spitālība tajā laikā, līdzīgi arī kā šodien, bija ļoti tāda slimība, no kuras cilvēki baidījās.
And so the nerves, they get sick and they die, so you get easily wounds and you end up basically blind and without nose and ears and toes and fingers.
Cilvēka nervi atmirst un var viegli tikt ievainots un to nepamanīt un lēnām viss nomirst arī ķermeņa daļas, gan pirksti, rokas, ausis, acis, viss no atmirst.
Yes. So my brother can if you can go a slide forward. Thank you. Yeah, this is a picture of a patient.
Šī ir bilde no kāda
with leprosy.
Spitālības slimnieka.
And it was also very contagious, so you had to stay away from everyone if you had leprosy.
Spitālība arī bija ļoti lipīga slimība, un tāpēc no tiem cilvēkiem, kuriem viņi ir, bija jāizvairās.
And it was also incurable.
Un to arī nevarēja dziedināt.
So you were basically sentenced to loneliness and death when you contracted leprosy.
Un ja ir šī spitālība, tad cilvēks tiek notiesāts uz vientulību un lēnu nāvi.
So what does it matter if you have the whole world but you're under a death sentence?
Ko gan dod tas, ja tev pieder visa pasaule, bet tev ir nolemta nāve?
You know, the popular idea today is that happiness comes from fame and fortune.
Mūsdien populārā ideja ir tā, ka laime nāk no slavas un veiksmes.
But we know that is not the truth.
Mēs zinām, ka tā nav patiesība.
Because otherwise the richest people in the world would be the happiest, isn't that true?
Jo citādi visturīgākie cilvēki pasaulē būtu arī vislaimīgākie, vai ne?
So let's go one slide ahead here. So this guy, you probably have heard about him.
Droši vien esat dzirdējuši par šo vīru.
He is the richest man at the moment on the planet.
Šobrīd visturīgākais cilvēks uz mūsu planētas.
We also don't know when he will leave the planet because he wants to go to Mars and start a new civilization.
Varbūt arī vairs nedrīz uz mūsu planētas, jo viņš vēlas doties Mars un tur uzsākt jaunu civilizāciju.
But this guy, he can buy whatever he wants.
Šis vīrs noteikti var nopirkt visu, ko vēlas.
Do you think he is happy?
Vai jums šķiet, ka viņš ir laimīgs?
Now, it's interesting, if you go one slide forward, you can see last year he there was an interview with him and he reported that he took ketamine for depression.
Iepriekšējā gadā bija kāda intervija ar viņu, un tur viņš stāstīja par to, kā viņš lietoja tādu narkotiku ketamīnu, jo viņam bija depresija.
It is an anesthetic.
Tā ir kā anestēzija zāles tiek lietotas.
And he is self-medicating because he's depressed.
Un viņš pats lieto to, jo viņam ir depresija.
But how is it possible?
Kā tas ir iespējams?
How can the richest man on the planet have depression?
Tā turīgākajam cilvēkam uz šīs planētas var būt depresija.
It's because we know that happiness doesn't come from fame and fortune.
Tas tāpēc, ka mēs zinām, ka laime nenāk no bagātības un veiksmes.
And Naaman, he also had found out about that.
Un arī Naamans to uzzināja.
So let's go on with the story. You can go two slides ahead.
Turpināsim mūsu stāstu Bībelē.
So let's read verse 2.
Lasīsim otro pantu.
Don't worry, we'll speed up from here, so we'll not take the whole day.
Neuztraucieties, mēs ātrāk turpināsim lasīt.
And the Syrians, in verse 2, the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. So this little girl from Israel, she is introduced here. And we don't know how old she was, but it says little girl, so probably she was like maybe 10 or 12 or 14 years old.
Un šeit mēs mūsu stāstā sastopam šo mazo meiteni. Mēs nezinām, cik viņai bija gadi, varbūt kā 10, 12 gadi.
And she had been taken, she had been stolen from her home to work as a slave with these people.
Viņa bija paņemta vai kā nozakt, sagūstīt prom no savām mājām un nolikt par vergu šajā ģimenē.
And you can imagine what she would think when she heard that her master had gotten leprosy.
Un varam tikai iedomāties, kā viņa jutās, ko viņa domāja, kad viņa uznāja, ka viņas kungam ir spitālība.
It would be natural for her to think, this is how I think, that she would say, finally, you know, he gets what he deserves.
Būtu liktos dabiski, ja viņa domātu, es piemēram tā varētu domāt, beidzot šis kungs saņem to, ko viņš grib, to, ko viņš ir pelnījis.
He has brought so much pain into my life and now finally God is bringing it back upon himself.
Viņš tik daudz sāpes radījis manā dzīvē un arī Dievs viņam tagad atriebjās.
Was that the way she thought about her master?
Bet tas nebija veids, kā viņa domāja par savu kungu.
No, she didn't. She's a perfect example of when Jesus he says love your enemies.
Viņa parādīja labu piemēru tam, ko Jēzus saka, mīlēt savus ienaidniekus.
And my question to you is, do we love our enemies?
Jautājums arī ir mums, vai mēs mīlam savus ienaidniekus.
It's not so easy.
Tas nav tik viegli.
But this story would not have happened if it wasn't for the fact that she had loved her enemies.
Bet šis stāsts nebūtu noticis, ja viņa nebūtu pildījusi šo noteikumu, mīlēt savus ienaidniekus.
She's actually the real hero in this story.
Viņa patiesā, ir patiesā šī stāsta varone.
So she said that if only Naaman could come to Elisha the prophet, then I'm sure he could get help.
Un viņa teica, ja tikai mans kungs varētu aiziet pie Elīsas pravieša, tad viņš saņemtu palīdzību.
But had the little girl ever seen Elisha heal leprosy before? Let me ask you that question.
Kā jums šķiet, vai šī mazā meitene kādreiz bija redzējusi, ka Elīsa dziedina kādu spitālīgu cilvēku?
We don't know from the Bible that there's any story of that happening.
Mēs Bībelē nelasam, ka tāds stāsts būtu kādreiz noticis.
So how could she know?
Kā viņa varēja to zināt?
Let's go two slides ahead. Let's see. No, one. Let's go one back. Ah, okay. See, the thing is, this little girl, she had never seen Elisha heal leprosy, but she knew that everybody who came to Elisha with a problem had been helped.
Viņa nezināja, ka Elijs būtu kādreiz dziedinājis kādu spitālību, bet tas, ko viņa zināja, ka katrs, kurš aizgāja pie Elijs ar lūgumu pēc palīdzības, saņēma to.
It's interesting because the word Elisha.
Interesanti, ka vārds Elisa.
It is related to the word Jehoshua. It's almost the same.
Ir radniecības ar vārdu Jozojam, vai kā tas lūkojās.
True, yeah. Which in the New Testament is translated as Jesus.
Kas jaunā darībā tiek tulkots kā Jēzus.
And Elisha, he is a type of Christ.
Un Elisa ir kā Jēzus prototips.
And no one comes to Christ with a problem without getting helped.
Neviens nevar atnākt pie Jēzus ar kādu problēmu un nesaņemt palīdzību.
So, this story or this suggestion that she came with, Naaman, he thought about it.
Un Naamans, viņš padomāja par šo ieteikumu, ko šī meitene viņam bija devusi.
And he decided to try.
Un viņš izlēma, ka ir jāmēģina.
So he went to the king of Syria.
Tā viņš devās pie Sīrijas ķēniņa.
And the king of Syria said, go there and let's see what happens.
Un Sīrijas ķēniņš viņu sūtīja un teica, redzēsim, kas notiks.
And by the way, bring a lot of money to pay for the medical bill.
Un arī daudz naudu lika paņemt līdz, lai varētu samaksāt par šo pakalpojumu.
And it's a little bit strange that they must have felt a little bit strange that he goes actually to the enemy to get healing.
Un, protams, bija savādi doties pie sava ienaidnieka valsts, lai saņemtu dziedināšanu.
You can imagine if if the Russian president gets sick,
varbūt ja Krievijas prezidents saslimtu,
and he finds out that the only way he can get well is to go to Kiev.
Un atklāt, ka vienīgā vieta, kur viņš var tikt dziedināts, ir Kijevā.
And you know, get healing there.
Un tikai tur viņš var saņemt palīdzību.
They must have felt a little bit strange about it, but you know, when you are sick and you have no future, you are desperate.
Tas nebūtu tā normāli, bet jūs zināt, ja jums ir kāda šī slimība, kas jūs pārņem, jūs neredzat nākotni, jums ir izmisums.
So they go.
Nav variantu, ir jāiet pēc palīdzības, kur vien to varētu saņemt.
So let's go down to verse 7.
Lasīsim tālāk 7. Pantu.
And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter, because he brought a letter with him, and said that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man does send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeks a quarrel against me. That was verse 7. So how does the king of Israel react when he receives these visitors?
Kā uz šo ziņu, ko atnes viesi, reaģē Izraela ķēniņš?
So it's total panic, you could see.
Viņam iestājas pilnīga panika.
And he is sure that it's just an excuse in order to get a reason to attack them again.
Viņš ir pārliecināts, ka atkal tiek meklēts kāds iegans, lai uzsāktu karu un uzbrukumu.
Isn't it strange that the king of Israel, he did not think about Elisha?
Vai nav savādi, ka Izraela ķēniņš neiedomājas par Elīsu?
We know that he was acquainted with the prophet and that he knew the stories.
Mēs zinām, ka Izraela ķēniņš pazina pravieti un zināja visus šos stāstus.
But in this time of crisis, he just panicked and he didn't think about that help was so close.
Bet šajā kritiskajā brīdī viņš paņēma paniku un viņš nedomāja par šo palīdzību, ko varētu saņemt.
And so my question is to us, is that the same today?
Mans jautājums mums, vai arī šodien tā ir?
Try to go to the next slide. Sometimes help is so close.
Dažreiz
and we don't think about it.
Palīdzība ir tik tuvu, un mēs par to pat nedomājam.
Do we panic when we come into problems instead of going to the prophet?
Vai mūs pārņem panika, kad rodās problēmas, tā vietā, lai dotos pie pravieša?
I tell you, I know from my own experience.
Es zinu pats no savas pieredzes.
If you go to the prophet,
ja jūs ejat pie pravieša,
and I don't only mean, of course, Ellen White, but all the prophets we have, also the biblical prophets, they are all prophets.
Un es nedomāju, protams, tikai Ellen White, bet arī Bībeles pravieši, tie visi ir pravieši.
You will find the help you need for all the problems you have.
Jūs atradīsiet palīdzību, kas jums vajadzīga visām jūsu problēmām.
Maybe they will not be solved the way you want.
Varbūt tās netiks atrisināts tā, kā jūs vēlētos.
But they will be solved in the best possible way.
Bet tās tiks atrisināts vislabākā iespējamā veidā.
So anyway, let's go on.
Un turpināsim šo stāstu.
Naaman, he somehow finds out Elisha, he finds out that Naaman has come to seek healing.
Elis uzzin par to, ka Naamans ir devies pēc palīdzības.
And he sends for Naaman. You can go to the next slide.
Un viņš sūta ziņu.
And let's read from verse 10
Lasīsim in the same chapter. No 10. Panta.
And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall come again to thee, and you shall be clean. And verse 11. But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me, and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. So how does Naaman react when he hears about the cure?
Kā Naamans reaģē uz to, ka viņš uzzin, kā viņš varētu tikt dziedināts?
He gets angry.
Viņš kļūst dusmīgs.
His pride is hurt because Elisha doesn't even come out and see him.
Tas aizskar viņa lepnumu, ka Elijs pat neiznāk no savas ēkas, lai satiktu Nāmanu.
And Naaman, he thought he had other ideas about how he could get healing.
Un Nāmans jau bija iedomājies savā galvā domas, kā viņš varētu saņemt šo dziedināšanu.
You can go to the next slide. And you know this river, Jordan.
Jordānas upe.
How could it help?
Kā gan tā varētu palīdzēt?
To dip in the river.
Iegremdēties upē.
Oh, and by the way, when someone tells you that you need to take a bath.
Un starp citu, ja kāds jums saka, ka jums ir jānomazgājas.
What does that normally imply?
Ko tas loģiski nozīmē?
You know, it's a little bit humiliating.
Drusku apkaunojoši.
And you know, what if someone came and said to you, you know, you have to take 7 baths because one is not enough.
Un ja kāds jums saka, tev 7 reizes jāiet vannā, jo ar vienu nepietiks.
So he was angry.
Viņš bija dusmīgs.
And he said, I'm going home. This is nonsense.
Viņš domāja, es došos mājās, šim nav nekādas jēgas.
So he goes back.
Un tā viņš dodas prom.
And let's read verse 13.
Lasīsim 13. pantu.
And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather then when he said to you, wash and be clean? So this is an extremely good point from the servants.
Šie kalpi viņam pasaka kaut ko ļoti sakrīgu.
You know, it is crazy how much we as human beings are willing to do just in order to avoid humbling ourselves before God.
Vai nav traki, cik daudz mēs kā cilvēki esam gatavi darīt, lai tikai izvairītos no pazemošanās Dieva priekšā.
You can go to the next slide. So imagine people are willing to go to far away countries on pilgrimages.
Cilvēki ir gatavi doties svētceļojumos uz tālām zemēm.
They will pay thousands of euros to the church.
Un maksāt tūkstošiem eiro draudzei.
In order to get spiritual healing and peace.
Lai saņemtu kādu garīgu dziedināšanu.
But humbling yourself before the Lord and say, I'm sorry, you're right, I'm wrong. That is so extremely difficult.
Bet pazemoties Dievu priekšā un teikt, tev ir taisnība, man nē, esmu grēkojis, piedod, ir tik grūti.
I remember once I read about this mountain. There's this holy mountain in the Himalaya mountains.
Es lasīju par kādu svēto kalnu, kas ir Himalajos.
And in order to get many many years of freedom from hell, you have to go around that mountain.
Un lai saņemtu brīvību no elles uz daudziem gadiem, tev ir jāiet apkārt šim kalnam.
And if you really want to get many years forgiven, then you have to crawl on your knees around this mountain.
Bet ja patiešām tu vēlēsi vēl vairāk gadus saņemt, tad tev ir jārāpo saviem ceļiem apkārt šim kalnam.
And it's like a gravel road, you know, a mountain road.
Un tur ir tāds zemes lielceļš, kā kalnos tas ir.
So you can imagine how the knees look after a few hundred meters.
Varat iedomāties, kāda ir sajūta uz ceļiem jau pēc dažiem simtiem metru tur rāpot.
But people do it.
Bet cilvēki to dara.
They do it rather than humbling themselves before God.
Viņi to dara tā vietā, lai pazemotos Dievu priekšā.
And these servants, they said to Naaman. They said, if the prophet would have asked you to do something very, very difficult, you would have done it.
But
taking a bath, how difficult is that?
Ja tev būtu likts kaut kas ļoti grūts izdarīt, tu to darītu. Bet ja tev tikai liek vannā iet, cik gan tas ir vienkārši.
Isn't it true this is what we should say to our friends who don't know God?
Vai arī mums tā nevajadzētu teikt saviem draugiem, kuri nepazīst Dievu?
We should say, you know, how difficult is it to pray?
Mēs teikt, cik gan tas ir grūti lūgt?
Go into your room, lock your door, no one has to hear you.
Iesi savā istabā, aizver durvis un nevienam nav tevi jāklausās.
And ask the Lord, say, Lord, if you are there, help me.
Un vienkārši saki, Dievs, ja tu esi, palīdz man.
It's not difficult, it's easy.
Tas nav sarežģīti, tas ir viegli.
But it is difficult still because pride comes in the way often.
Un tomēr tas ir tik grūti atmest savu lepnumu.
So but Naaman he thought about it and then he decided let me try. What do I have to lose?
Naamans par to padomāja vēl un saprat ir jāmēģina. Kas gan man ir ko zaudēt?
So he went down to the river.
Un tā viņš devās uz upi.
And he had to you know he had to take off his clothes in order to go out in the river.
Viņam bija jānoņem savas drēbes, lai viņš varētu šajā upē iet.
At least that would be the normal thing to do.
Tas mums būtu normāli darīt to.
And you can imagine when he takes off his clothes, you can see more of his disease.
Noņemot viņa drēbes, var redzēt, kā šī slimība ir pārņēmusi viņa ķermeni.
So he gets uglier.
Un tas ir pavisam neglīts skats uz viņu.
And you know, in order to get healing, he has to take off his own righteousness. You understand? This is actually the picture that we see.
Tāpat, lai mēs saņemtu dziedināšanu, mums ir jānoņem pašiem savu paštaisnību nost.
So the clothes he has used to hide his sin, his disease, he has to take it off in order to get healing.
Šīs drēbes, kuras mēs lietojam, lai aizsaktu savu grēku, ir jānoņem nost, lai saņemtu dziedināšanu.
Because you see, the real problem for Naaman was not the leprosy.
Jo patiesā problēma Naamana dzīvē nebija spitālība.
It was his pride.
Tas bija viņa lepnums.
And God had to take away his pride in order to give him healing.
Lai Dievs varētu viņu dziedināt, bija jānoņem viņa lepnums.
Now we don't have leprosy, thankfully. I think no one, none of us.
Paldies Dievam, nevienam no mums, domāju, nav šī spitālības slimība.
But do we have problems with pride sometimes?
Bet vai gan mums nav problēmas ar lepnumu?
I can only speak for myself, of course.
Protams, var tikai par sevi teikt.
You can talk to my wife if you don't be.
Varat parunāt ar manu sievu, ja jūs šaubaties.
It's difficult.
Tas ir grūti.
Sometimes God has to call you to go to the river.
Dažreiz Dievam tev ir jāaicina doties uz upi.
And by the way, Jordan is the deepest river, it's the deepest flowing river in the world. It's not the deepest river, but it's the lowest flowing river in the world.
Un Jordāna ir vissaklākā plūstošā upe pasaulē.
It's a symbol of death. You have to go low.
Tas ir simbols nāvei. Tev ir jāpazemojās, zemu jāiet.
That's why Jesus he was baptized in Jordan.
Arī Jēzus tika kristīts Jordānas upē.
So he has to die from self in order to get healing.
Viņam ir jāmirst sev, lai saņemtu piedošanu.
And so he wades out in the water.
Un tā viņš dodās šo ūdeni.
And he dips the first time.
Un viņš ienirst šajā ūdenī pirmoreiz.
And nothing happens.
Nekas nenotiek.
And so he dips again and again and again.
Un tā vēl vairākas reizes viņš to izdara.
And I have a question for you. If he had dipped 6 times and then he had given up after that, would he have received healing?
Kā jums šķiet, vai viņš būtu saņēmis dziedināšanu, ja viņš tikai 6 reizes būtu Jordānas upē ieniris?
6 times. It was almost what he needed to do.
6 reizes bija gandrīz tik daudz, cik vajadzēja.
He would have received no healing at all.
Viņš nebūtu saņēmis vispār nekādu dziedināšanu.
Is the number 7 important with God?
Vai skaitlis 7 ir Dievam svarīgs?
You get the idea, right?
Tā šķiet.
When God says 7, he means what he says.
Kad Dievs saka 7, viņš domā to, ko viņš saka.
And this is why we keep the seventh day.
Tāpēc mēs ievērojam 7. Dienu.
So it is important. It matters which day we keep and it matters to God. To be very particular in obedience.
Dievam ir svarīgi, ka tiek ievērots tieši tas, ko viņš saka. Tieši tā diena tiek turēta, kuru viņš aicina turēt.
So you can go 2 slides ahead, I think. Yeah, here we have him. And then he dips the last time.
Un tā viņš pēdējo reizi iegremdējas Jordānas upē.
And when he comes up, I will read it here in verse 14.
Un 14. Pantā rakstīts, kas notiek, kad viņš iznirst no ūdens.
It says, he went down, he dipped himself 7 times, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child. You can go on one slide. And he was clean. It says that he had the flesh of a baby when he got out of the water.
Tur teikts, ka viņa miesa kļuva kā mazam bērnam.
You understand that this is a picture of the new birth?
Jūs saprotat, ka šeit tiek attēlots jaunpiedzimšana.
It is a symbol of baptism, the best Old Testament symbol of baptism.
Tas ir vislabākais vecās derības attēls par kristībām.
He comes out, his flesh is clean and new like it has never been before.
Viņš iznirst no šīs ūdens un viņa miesa ir tīra un šķīsta, kā tā iepriekš nekad nav bijusi.
And I can imagine the soldiers, they would be like, can we touch?
Varbūt šie viņa karavīri gribēja pieskarties.
So he goes up of the water and then he puts on his soldier apparel again.
Un kad viņš iznāk no šī ūdens, viņš saģērbs atkal kā virsnieks.
And now he is a soldier with baby skin.
Tā viņš ir virsnieks ar bērna miesu.
Is that not how we as Christian has to be?
Vai tas nav tā, kā mums kā kristiešiem ir jābūt?
Soldiers for God in baby skin.
Dieva karavīriem, bet maigiem kā šī bērna miesa.
I think that's such a beautiful picture.
Es domāju, ka tas ir ļoti skaists attēlojums.
And so I hope that this is also our wish that we will always be willing to humble ourselves in front of God.
Un es ceru, ka arī mūsu vēlēšanās vienmēr ir pazemoties Dievu priekšā.
So we can receive the healing that Naaman received.
Lai mēs varētu saņemt dziedināšanu līdzīgi kā Naamans saņēma.
Is that your wish?
Vai tā ir jūsu vēlme?
Is that what you want?
Tas, ko jūs vēlaties.
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Lūksim Dievu.
Dear Father in heaven.
Dārgais debes Tēvs.
We thank you so much for this story of Naaman.
Pateicamies par šo stāstu par Naamanu.
And we thank you that you have showed us how you can heal us from anything.
Un ka tu atklāji, ka tu vari mūs dziedināt no visa.
You want to heal of course our physical diseases, but most of all you want to heal our minds so that we can be saved and be with you forever.
Ne tikai mūsu fiziskās slimības, bet arī mūsu prāts, mūsu garīgo sirdi, lai mēs varētu tikt glābti.
And Father, we pray that we will not be like that we will be like Naaman as he humbled himself.
Un mēs lūdzam, ka mēs varētu būt kā Naamans, kas spējam pazemoties.
And gave up his own righteousness.
Un atdot savu paštaisnību.
And his own pride.
Un lepnumu.
So that he could receive that healing that you want to give.
Lai varētu saņemt to dziedināšanu, kur tu dod.
Thank you so much for that.
Paldies tev par to.
And I pray that you bless us all here.
Svētī katru šeit.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Jēzus vārdā, amen.
Amen.